Ben and Kelly on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show.
So you are in the thick of it and you have a moment at your job where you just pause and you go, how did I even get this job? Because I'm not qualified to be doing this.
My first one, I was just out of college. First job in radio, and they're like, hey, want to be promotions director too? I'm like, okay. I had no idea how to do that job, and so I just kind of got the number of the person I was replacing, and I called her a lot. I asked a lot of questions, called her a lot, and just kind of like learned by being thrown in the fire, which, you know, worked out. And now I find myself in another situation where I am not qualified at all. I am my daughter's assistant cheer coach.
Oh. Now,
that is the one sport I have zero experience with.
I was just going to ask you that. Have you ever cheered?
I was a seventh grade cheerleader, but I was also on the volleyball team, so I never went to practice and didn't really know the cheers. And I just kind of stood in the back row.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, I knew the funky chicken. That was about it. But my neighbor, Whitney, she was a cheerleader back in the day. She's like, listen, I'll do it if you do it with me. I'm like, okay, but you have to be the brains of the operation because I have zero experience and or knowledge. I can send emails to the parents, which is basically my job. I'm a glorified secretary for the team. Whitney is amazing at actually teaching the cheers and showing the girls how to be a cheerleader. I videoed so that I could send the video to the girls so they can practice at home. I'm a really great videographer. And I sent emails to the families, and I collect paperwork.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, that sounds similar to a situation I found myself in, and I think a lot of parents can probably relate to this, especially when your kids start getting into activities. I am a recreational runner. I run a lot. However, I don't know anything about teaching the art of running or the sport of running. So when my
or the strategy behind it.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So when my daughter was in running club there at her elementary school, the coach was like, hey, why don't you help out and be an assistant coach along with, you know, several other parents? So I was like,
what does that mean?
Sure. And so
like you have to kind of teach them how to pace themselves.
Oh,
right.
I mean, there's a lot of strategy and things to know about how to actually run that I didn't know. And so I got there and I learned through actually being on the job that I was a good corraler. I could corral the kids. And I was good at once the coaches said, okay, we're going to do this, like following through and saying, okay, you heard coach, this is what we're going to do.
You're good at saying you heard coach.
Right, exactly. So anyways, we wanted to reach out and be like, hey, so what job have you ever been in that you were not qualified for? And it's funny because on Facebook, a lot of answers were like, being a parent.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah, we all kind of need some sort of a manual. Kids don't come with a manual, so we're just kind of making it up as we go. And it's not like parenting's not a one size fits all. I mean, you kind of have to figure out what works for your own child. We had to get completely different tools for handling our daughter versus what worked with our son. I mean, and it keeps evolving at every stage.
Elizabeth wrote, children's librarian here. 6 years of library experience, years of college classes taken, zero. Okay. Being a librarian. Charlotte's all like, yeah, as a teen, my first job was at a daycare. My mom vouched for me. Swore I had experience. I didn't. End of the day went fine until they asked if I changed diapers. And I looked confused and said, no, I didn't. And that was my last day. She says, I'm 42 now and I still feel bad.
Oh my gosh.
Poor kid. So anyways, if you've got a fun story, feel free. 502-571-9970. But Dwayne rolls in with, I was a professional resume writer. Okay, semi-professional. Yeah, I mopped floors, so I was a horizontal surface engineer. I could use a pencil, so I was proficient in the use of a handheld communicator. And finally, passed out the mail, so of course I was a data transport specialist.
All right. I love those fancy sounding titles. I like it.
Jeremy was like, my sister was way underqualified for an executive assistant at a fashion design company.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I know nothing about fashion. Where do I start?
That's a fake it till you make it situation happening right there.
I mean, that's like the Devil Wears Prada. Am I right?
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
And I don't think Josh is being truthful, but he says, yeah, Chippendales let me go after the first few days. Apparently, they frown upon you going to all-you-can-eat buffets.
Oh, now see.
But some fun there because Kelly found herself employed as an assistant cheerleading coach.
Well, we wouldn't say employed. We're not getting paid. It's a volunteer kind of situation.
Sure,
but my neighbor, Whitney, said, you know what? Listen, I'll do it if you do. You don't say no to Whitney.
Well,
so
and
she's the brains of the operation. I'm the secretary.
She needs to know she gets what she pays for, right?
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections. You want to go first?
Sure.
All right.
It's called Looking for a Deal, D-E-E-L, at the dollar store.
All right. I'm sure it's just a easy typo.
Whatever. Spelling's not important, right?
No.
Man for woman, dude voice. I went to the dollar store looking for a discount steak.
All right. Okay. Did they even have that there?
I don't know, but instead I ran into you.
All right.
Must not have been looking where I was going because I accidentally bumped into an end cap and knocked over a bunch of discount plastic cups. Whoops.
Oh, no.
You were kind. Helped me clean up my cart when we made warm eye contact.
Aw.
And that's when I realized not everything in the store is a dollar. Hey-yo!
Ah.
Winky face.
Okay, there it comes.
See what he did there?
Yeah.
I asked you if you were for sale in the store, and how much would you be?
Would you be a dollar?
Okay. You looked at me with those big eyes while holding my discount toothbrush in your hand and said you were the manager, and then asked me to leave.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was going to ask for your number, but a shoplifter distracted you from our fledgling love.
Dang shoplifters.
Duty calls, right?
I guess so.
I hope I'm allowed back in your store. I'd love to see you again.
Wow, what could have been?
What could have been?
What could have been?
If only she would have kicked him out, there wouldn't have been a shoplifter distracting her from the warm eye contact.
So much.
I need to know if he found the discounted steaks.
That's true.
I mean, yeah.
That's true. We don't know if he ate well that night.
And are those good?
Probably.
Okay.
It's Craigslist Missed Connections. All right. This is Woman for Man.
Oh, it kind of flip-flopped.
Sorry.
All right.
It's titled, You Put the in EMT. Wow. Okay. The other night, my much older husband hurt his leg while getting out of the shower.
Wait a second, she's married?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was thankful when two young Ryan Reynolds lookalikes showed up to help.
Oh, yeah! I'm invested!
Marie Kelly's invested, I'm sure.
Okay.
While one of you took care of my much older husband, the other took care of me.
What?
You not only helped me make a mint julep.
What?
But you also helped me locate my Valium.
What? Wait a second. Her husband's hurt, but she's mixing up drinks? All right.
I was nervous wreck.
Oh.
Eventually, your partner said my much older husband was going to need to be transported to the hospital for x-rays.
That's the third time she's mentioned he's much older.
Yeah. Which meant I would have the house all to myself. So I did my best pouty lip, wanting you to stay.
Wait a second. All right. Oh, is that what it was? Oh, that's cute.
I told you I was scared to be alone in my 6,000 square foot house.
Wow, that's a pack.
She's rich.
Dang.
But you, surprisingly, said you had a job to do and declined to stay back and provide me with medical assistance.
Honey, you didn't need medical assistance.
Well, she took a Valium and had a mint julep. Reply back with what I told you needed attention on me, and hopefully I'll see you again the next time my husband has another, quote, accident.
Wait a second! Plot twist?
Okay, there's a lot happening here.
Next time? Accident in quote?
Hang on, so the Ryan Reynolds EMT not only has to have life-saving techniques, has to also be a mixologist.
Sure, why not? Make up a mean mint julep. I don't understand what's happening here. Did she
cause her
husband to have an accident?
Right!
Oh, my God.
Golly, there is a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow.
So, again.
This has some Carol Baskin quality.
Right? It does. I'm going to go ahead and say that we don't want these people to find love, maybe.
And maybe we send another crew to that house the next time our husband has an accident.
This has been Craigslist Missed Connection. Setting the bar stories. We give you these stories just to set the bar very low for your day. And I realize this may be niche. There may not be a lot of people who are listening who have the means to get a brand new Lamborghini Huracan Spider.
Oh, that sounds fancy.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without wrecking a car worth $250,000 20 minutes after you take it off the lot, you're doing okay.
Oh, man. You know what? This is not the first time we've heard this kind of story either.
Yeah, 20 minutes after being taken out of the dealership showroom by the new owner.
Oh, my goodness.
Apparently, so these cars start at just under $265,000. The Lamborghini Spider there stopped due to a mechanical failure.
Oh, really?
You pay $265,000 for a car. You better not be getting a mechanical failure 20 minutes into the ride.
Oh, wow. See, I was thinking it was probably a situation where they just couldn't handle the power of
the vehicle.
We've
seen those, too.
Yes, like they were,
Oh, man. It's actually pretty unlucky because he broke down, one, $265,000 car, mechanical failure, breaks down, then he gets rear-ended.
Oh, that is real bad luck. Is that the universe telling you you shouldn't spend that much money on a car?
Probably. the Yorkshire police who responded, because it's in Britain. Said it's only a car, but hashtag could have cried.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Listen, if it's a mechanical failure, though, do you think then shouldn't the dealership be like, we'll give you a new one?
Once you drive that sucker off the lot, man, good luck.
Oh, no.
Good luck. That's what insurance is for.
I was going to say crikey. That's Australia.
Blimey.
Oh, bloody hell. Yeah, that's bad.
So again.
Oh, I feel bad.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without driving a car worth $250,000 off the lot and then literally wrecking it 20 minutes later, you're doing okay.
Maybe that's the universe telling you, let's get a cheaper car. Maybe you don't need that kind of car.
Yeah.
There are some other more affordable options. Still zippy.
Right? Still's got a punch. If that's what you're wanting.
Maybe.
So there you go. That's Set of the Bar, guys. So nature is fascinating. Am I right?
Yeah, it is. Sure.
Species find ways to survive. This is not any more apparent than the water beetle and what it does for survival. Kelly, if I may ask you to pull up the video that I sent in the story there. And so you can watch along as I describe what happens when it is met by a frog. So, you know, frogs like bugs, right? They eat bugs.
They sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All sorts of bugs. So here's the thing.
Whoa. What is happening? What is happening? What just came out of the frog's butt?
Yeah, that's the water beetle. So here's the thing. When the frog eats the water beetle, it survives through the frog's mouth, esophagus, stomach, intestines, and then knocks on the back door, causing the frog to poop out the water beetle.
Oh my goodness.
So they have figured out that it is now ingrained into the beetle's DNA because of one beetle way long ago that figured out this little quote-unquote
beat the odds
technique.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the hashtag butt beetle was born, where this journey for the beetle starts at the frog's mouth and ends with freedom on the other side of the frog's butt.
So wait a second. So God didn't necessarily design the beetle from the very beginning of its existence to survive this way, right? This evolved into this kind of,
evolution.
Because I was going to say, what an amazingly cruel design choice for the Lord, if that is how he intended this beetle to survive, is to get eaten and pooped out incessantly, because, oh my gosh.
I don't know if you've ever seen the classic movie Ace Ventura, Pet Detective Part 2, but there's a scene where Ace Ventura hides inside a makeshift rhino and then is, quote, birthed out of the rhino. This is very similar to that with the water beetle and the frog.
So here's my question. So I'm wondering, has there ever been an occasion, and I have to think that there has been, that a frog turns around once the beetle has emerged from its butt and said, oh, a tasty snack, look at that, and then eats it again?
Probably. And then it's just some wicked circle of life for the water beetle and the frog. The frog's not getting any nutrients from the beetle. The beetle's, its day's getting interrupted by this frog continuing to eat it, and is like, guy, hey, buddy, listen, I'm just going to come out your butt again. So
have we figured out how long this process takes? Like, how long is the beetle hanging out in the frog before it gets to get pooped out?
That is a good question. I don't know if I have that answer for you.
Oh.
But that is quite the journey. Could you imagine?
No. No.
Could you imagine if the food we ate were to be able to regenerate itself upon exit?
Chocolate chip cookies I would be okay with.
Okay. All right, chocolate chip cookie. Man, that chocolate chip cookie was good. Give me a minute. Got a fresh batch coming. Before we talk to Paul and bring him into this, if you've ever got an issue and you just want the opinion of a bunch of other people, our listeners, you can shoot us a message and we'll toss it out to the group and see what we can do for you. And, you know, thinking about your exes, look, I didn't date a whole lot before I met my wife and we started dating. We had a long, we dated for 5 years before we ended up getting engaged and then married. But I wouldn't say that I have any sort of animosity towards any of my exes. I even went to one of my ex's weddings and saw her get married. So
I had the mom of an ex-boyfriend at my wedding.
Yeah. So I mean, I think having a healthy relationship with an ex is not necessarily a bad thing, but we'll find out what Paul's issue is here when we talk to him here. Hey, first of all, good morning, Paul.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. So why don't you walk us through what you wrote us?
Okay. I'm driving myself crazy. My girlfriend and I have been dating for a while, and she is friends with all of her exes.
Oh.
Like, all of them. And not just friends, not like just Facebook friends or anything, but like friends. Like, she talks to them.
Okay.
And I don't. I don't talk to my exes. All my exes are, they're gone. They're exes.
Yeah, they're exes for reasons.
Right, exactly. So they're not a part of my life at all. And here's the thing. She has an ex that she dated for a while, and he's coming into town, and he's going to stay with her for a week.
Ooh.
And I'm not cool with that. And she, you know, she keeps saying, he's just a friend. That, like, we broke up 6 years ago. He's, you know, just a friend. I'm not cool with it. It's driving me nuts. I'm like, he's staying in your apartment, and he's also single.
Yeah, that would raise some red flags for me. How long did they date? Do you know?
They dated for about 2.5 years.
Okay. Ended it about, 6 years ago, you said?
Yeah, 6 years ago. So I don't know if I'm overreacting, if I have anything to worry about, if anybody else, maybe I'm the only one that doesn't, you know, hang out with their exes. I don't know. But it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, I mean, part of me is like, hey, you know what, a healthy relationship with an ex isn't necessarily a bad thing if she and the other person is, you know, if they broke up amicably, and that's a hard word for me to say. but yeah, I tell you what, we're getting a bunch of people texting in, and, you know, I think there are some red flags that are being thrown up, but we'll see what people have to say if you want to just hang out, okay?
I appreciate it, man.
All right, Mike immediately just says, oh, hell no. Yeah.
And Michaela was like, I just choked on my gum. Lisa says, no, heck no, sorry. That is too intimate.
Is it just, yeah, I was going to say, is it just too close?
Well, yes. If she was living with her boyfriend, then he could stay with them, and then he could be there, and that's one thing. But if they're living apart, she's got her own apartment, and then boyfriend's going to go stay at her apartment. Yeah.
Man, yeah, that's interesting.
Amy said, I stayed friends with my ex, and now I have a 14-year-old son.
Oh, all right.
With the ex.
Okay. Things could happen if left unattended or unsupervised,
yeah,
according to Amy. Okay. I don't know if anybody listening has a ex who they've been friends with for a long time and they realize maybe they dated and they realize, no, we're not good as boyfriend, girlfriend. Maybe we're just better as friends. And it's worked out and they're together. I don't know. Maybe we need to hear from you guys because everybody so far on our texting line is like, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, shut it down. Yeah. Shut it down.
502-571-9970. So Paul has an issue because his current girlfriend, he's dated a while, has been friends with her exes, including a guy that she dated for a couple years, about 6 years ago. And he's coming into town and going to stay with her about a week. And he's all like, I want to put my foot down and say, no, all my exes are exes for a reason. I don't understand this.
Most of the peanut gallery seems to be on board with that.
We knew almost instantaneously when our text line just lit up with people going, no, red flag, no, 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 no. That
my husband is doing the same thing, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, no, dude needs to stay at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, don't, you know, like, and it's even my own reaction. I'm like, that's a red flag. I'm like, man, that is just a little too tempting. You know, even though you may trust her, they're in the same apartment. I mean, it's like that.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you had the most trust in the world, that's still a tough pill to swallow.
Angel, that's going to lend more fear to that, saying, hi, I'm Angel. I just want to say any boyfriend I've ever had, I'm still friends with. I always still got with them again. So basically, we just became friends with benefits.
Ah, okay. Yeah, Taylor writes on Facebook, relationships are about respecting the other's boundaries. If that's how you feel, she should respect that.
Yes.
Okay, so Sandra, you are friends with all your exes. Tell me about that.
Well, I have exes. I have two or three exes that I'm still friends with that I actually associate with. And my current boyfriend actually associates with them, too.
So I think maybe you're saying make sure that the boyfriend, Paul, is around these exes so he feels comfortable with them?
Yeah, he feels comfortable with them.
Okay, Sandra, you do you. I like that. I mean, I think it'd be tough for me, but all right, I like it. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hey, Chanel.
I just separated from a current girlfriend,
but
it had nothing to do with my ex. But I've been friends with my ex for almost 30 years, and when we were together for 10 years. And we basically decided what you guys were talking about is that we're better off being friends. Mm-hmm. And when we decided to break up, we had a conversation that said, we both said we want each other in our lives. We love each other, you know, that type of thing.
Just not that way.
Right.
Right. So did that, let me ask you, did your friendship lead to any sort of issues with, you know, the people that you dated after?
No, because when I dated people, I made it clear right off the bat that my best friend in life is my ex.
Okay.
And there's nothing between us, and I just laid the ground rules right off the bat. And if they had a problem with it, then they can just move on.
All right. Thank you, Chanel. Kathy writes in and says, you know, this happened to me recently. My boyfriend's ex-wife came to town, stayed at his house. So I stayed with him, too. Now I know why they are divorced, LOL. I'm confident with myself, and now it has brought us actually closer because I realize he's just a nice guy, letting her stay there while her mom was in the hospital and his ex is crazy.
Brittany had a good point.
Uh-huh.
This should be a no-brainer. Let the ex-boyfriend stay at the ex-girlfriend's apartment and the girlfriend stay with the boyfriend. Otherwise, big nope.
That
so she
is.
Comes and stays with Paul.
Okay.
And ex-boyfriend stays in her apartment alone.
Yeah, you know
that's
what?
Genius.
That's a better plan than I think what we came up with, which was all three of them stay together in her apartment, which is
a
weird.
That's a little cozy.
That's a little bit weird where Yeah, who knows the living, you know, situation there, whether or not she has enough bedrooms or what, but...
Yeah, no, Amy suggested that, too. Like, that's kind of a genius way to kind of get around the whole mm-hmm. thing, other than, like, sending him to a hotel, just like, hey, all right, you can give up the apartment. And then, maybe, if she does want to still keep the ex in her life as a friend or whatever,
yeah.
that anytime she spends time with him, Paul's got to be there, and he gets to know okay. the guy, and then, yeah, maybe he gets a little bro out of this. He gets a bestie.
Maybe. If you want to see the myriad of posts about this situation,
many.
You can yeah,
many.
You can head over to our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show, and you can get yourself reacquainted with the situation or even leave your own there at Ben and Kelly Show. So Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show. You didn't know that you were going to need to hear the sound of foxes laughing. So foxes are wild animals. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't go up to a fox that you see in the wild and try to tickle it.
Tickle it?
But apparently...
Do most people want to do that?
There's a video of this woman calling her foxes over and
doing...
Oh, she
has foxes?
Just that.
All right. They sound like babies.
They
sound like children.
They sound like what Baby Yoda would sound like if you tickled Baby Yoda.
Yes, if you tickled Baby Yoda. Oh my God.
Is that not the best thing you've ever heard in your life?
That's the greatest thing ever. I mean, kind of disturbing. Yet magical and fun.
Yeah, and so... So she's just kind of holding the camera with one hand and the other hand just kind of like tickling the foxes. And again,
they loved it.
They're wild animals. So don't go trying to replicate this
yes.
in the wild.
Good disclaimer.
I feel like I don't know anything from this video, like who she is.
Like, so we're not sure if these are her pet foxes,
but
or
I'm
she's just like a fox whisperer.
That she's some sort of fox whisperer or she has experience with these wild animals.
Well, she knew they're ticklish.
How crazy.
That's fantastic.
I mean, they're loving it.
Yeah, they kind of sound like also like a group of elves. Like if elves were to get tickled,
sure.
That's probably what they sound
like. Right, exactly.
Maybe.
So at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see that video.
That's magical.
It is pretty,
they are so cute.
Yeah, it is a magical sound.
I mean, they look like they're smiling. They look like they're really smiling as they're laughing.
I mean, you would too if you were getting tickled.
Yeah,
right?
It looks fun. Dixie.
That's so great. Yeah. So
maybe we keep that just in case, you know, as like a little barometer on whether something's funny or not. We say, hey, are the foxes laughing? Yeah, it must be funny.
There you go. At Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see it. Real quick, animal segment here. Regarding sharks, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If sharks were to play the harmonica, how would they play them?
Okay.
Where would they put the harmonica?
Oh.
Is it going to be on their mouth or their gills?
You want to say the mouth, but then probably the gills because isn't that how they breathe and pushing the air out? Plus the teeth would be problematic.
So that's what the internet is now discussing.
I mean, the internet, look, if I'm looking at the picture.
We tweeted it, by the way,
at
Ben and Kelly Show.
The mouth looks like it should make more sense to me. The gill looks very weird.
I'm saying mouth. Listen, I know there's going to be scientists and people who understand sharks' anatomy.
Really?
That are going to come out of the woodwork and say, that's impossible.
Nobody's coming out of the woodwork for this.
But I'm
it's a dumb internet debate.
I'm going to.
Based on a meme.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's all this is.
So, yeah.
Science is not weighing in on this.
I'm definitely going left shark on this one.
Okay.
Left shark. That is the harmonica to the mouth.
Like, my brain is telling me right shark, but my heart is telling me left shark.
Go with your heart on this one, Kelly. Go with your heart. Now, I am going to say, hang on a second. I am going to say, just for the right shark people,
uh-huh.
The people who think...
Team Gill?
The gills are where the shark is going to play the harmonica.
Uh-huh.
His little, you know, the shark's little fins. Their little fins.
Yeah, that's problematic too.
Like, no, I'm
how
just
do
saying
they hold it.
Well, I'm saying if they hold them with their fins, it's going to be closer to their gills, and they can just pop them over.
Because we do have to consider how you're going to hold it in place.
But I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking. They grab it with their teeth, and they just roll. They just roll. They just let it go.
They have a lot of teeth, a couple of rows of teeth. So as long as that doesn't get in the way of the music.
So anyways, if you want to see it and you can debate on this stupid debate, at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter, if a shark were to play the harmonica, I mean, would it be out of its mouth?
So dumb.
Or on its gill?
It's so dumb.
It really is. So on the heels of the shark debate, this question from Christina, who says, does a giraffe wear a tie at the top or bottom of his neck?
Oh, gosh. I mean, immediately I was going to say, like, under the chin, but then...
Yeah, because, like you feel like the tie is up...
Right underneath the chin. But you're a short-necked person.
Yeah, you're right.
All humans are short-necked people compared to giraffes.
A giraffe, I feel like, would be down by its shoulders.
Would be resting on its chest.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But I feel
what
like...
What is the right answer?
Oof.
Here's what I'm thinking now is the argument for sitting on the chest. Because if you tie it up top, like up right underneath the chin, to keep it from sliding down, it would have to be real tight, which could be a little choky.
Restrictive.
Yeah.
Air restrictive.
So I think to be loose and comfortable, it's around the base.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right, Kelly.
Do you think that logic is...
Yeah. I mean, I think you and I are agreeing on that.
Are we on the same page?
Okay, let's just say that's the rule.
I feel like that's the rule.
I don't think that's a debate. I think that's the rule. We're just going to say it right here. If you see a giraffe wearing a tie, make sure...
It's laying on the chest.
It's on the chest and not up by its neck. Because safety.
Yes, safety. Plus, you know, it'd be annoying because I think that thing would be like sliding down slowly throughout the day and no one needs to deal with that.
Listen, Courtney, we're not getting into the debate as to how pigs wear pants on their back two legs or on their rump or on all four legs. We're not doing that. We've already had that show.
We did. We did have that show.
Not about pigs, but about dogs. We had that show.
Did we decide how?
Yes, we did.
We did?
Yes. It's obviously around the waist and, and its rump and its legs.
The front legs are free.
Are like its arms.
Arms. Gotcha.
Even though they're legs, it's like arms.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Okay, can we put this to bed?
Wow. We're tackling the tough issues today.
I will say that not a lot of people like to bring up these issues because it's uncomfortable.
It is. It's divisive even.
It's very divisive.
We don't need that right now.
So Kelly and I will sometimes tackle these issues.
And we're united on these fronts, I think. We were conflicted about the shark just because, I mean, the way biology works for them. But I think we both kind of settled that the mouth seems to make more sense.
Right.
Because teeth can hang on to it. It was the arms that we thought maybe weren't confident enough to be able to hold it up to the gill. So we're settling on the mouth.
Man, okay.
And the giraffe needs to wear the tie at the base of the neck.
Sharks, giraffe, pigs, foxes. What a show.
Your requests make up the playlist. So let's throw it back on 99.7 DJX.
All right, bunch of songs mixed, played back to back to back to back that you haven't heard in a while. All right, your requests make up our playlist. At Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970 via text. Throwback Thursday's on! Seven DJX. What was the text we got, Kelly?
About the Holiday Inn?
Yeah.
It's like ever since the group therapy, I can't stop thinking about Chingy Holiday Inn.
All right, we got you. We got you, and we understand, all right? Throwback Thursday. You got some bomb. Chilling at the Holiday Inn. Throwback Thursday, here we go. You got the bomb. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't played or you haven't heard played on the radio. Back to 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 back.
We gotta give a shout out to JR. It's his last TBT because moving to South Carolina. Now we're only gonna have 5 listeners.
You can
only.
She said. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. I love it when you text in your requests and you make misspellings. It just kind of leaves it up to our interpretation of whatever you want.
Yep, Jordan says, "Was up, pimp? Play Mariah Mariah by Santana."
Mariah Mariah.
It's Maria Maria.
I know.
But I like it. We know what you meant.
I love the fact that...
He's calling his pimp.
Yeah, Mariah Mariah. That'd be a different song.
It would, a little.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Maria, Maria. Forgot
That's
about
so
that song. I know. Christopher tweets, how about Big Pimpin' for passing my CDL? Oh, yeah. Big Riggin'.
Oh, sweet. Big Pimpin',
baby.
We got you, Christopher.
That's right.
99.7 DJX.
Talk to him. Bumpy, Pimpsy, Jigga Man.
Songs take you to a place, do they not?
They do, a little. Yeah. They make you feel some sort of way.
All right, we got a text from Anna.
Archer is having a birthday, turning 4 on Tuesday. He is begging for some NSYNC. And the 4-year-old needs NSYNC. Give the 4-year-old what he wants.
All right, throwback Thursday. Happy birthday, buddy.
You might have been hurt, babe.
Gonna be me. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
She said his face. We made his day.
Oh, yeah.
Love you, buddy.
Little 4-year-old wants NSYNC. Little 4-year-old gets NSYNC. Veronica rolls in with, hey, do you guys have Hit 'Em Up Style? Blue Cantrell. Wow, that's an old one.
Do we?
We do. She says, because if so, that's what I need to hear right now. Throwback Thursday.
While he was
Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Aaron sent us a meme that was like, NSYNC's album No Strings Attached was released back in March of 2000, which is impossible.
Wow.
Because I'm pretty sure 2000 was only like 7 years ago. Yeah,
that's, it was just a couple of years ago. I remember it.
Wow, insane.
Yeah, Myra says like, hey, how about a throwback song for each Ben and Kelly? Would love to hear what you guys listened to back in the day.
Oh gosh, all right, well we'll get there eventually. Anastasia needed to hear Blink 182. We have that too. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Got a text from Nasty Nate, which, by the way, that's how I'm naming your number in our text system.
Nasty Nate.
He wants Cisco Thong Song for my bootylicious wife, Tabitha.
Oh, I love it.
Ladies know.
Oh, she sounds hot.
Tabitha and Nasty Nate.
You know.
Okay. Throwback Thursday. That takes you back, doesn't it? Throwback Thursday. Gary Redberg tweets and says, Shaggy wasn't me for that old girl letting her ex stay with her for a week. Oh, yeah. Another classic on Throwback Thursday.
Wait, Nasty Nate's co-workers gave him a call and laughing their butts off. Nasty Nate in the house.
I'm telling you what.
If he's not called that every day, he will be now.
Nasty Nate. That is fantastic.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound.
Oh my goodness. So we need a little J-Lo for Sophia. Do we have Jenny from the Block?
I think we do. I think this is a remix with Jadakiss. But
oh, yeah.
But I think it'll work, right? Throwback Thursday.
There's cussing in it, right?
No cussing. This is Jenny from the Block. All right, Throwback Thursday.
We off the block this year. Went from a low to a lot this year. Everybody mad at the rocks that I wear. I know where I'm going and I know where I'm from. You hear locks in the air.
South Bronx! Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Happy birthday to Lexi from her mom.
There you go! Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Sam checking in. Hey guys, it's my last Throwback Thursday. Last day of work is tomorrow. Just because your last day of work is tomorrow doesn't mean it has to be your last Throwback Thursday.
No, we go anywhere you go.
That's right! On the app, WDJX.com wants to hear Leaving, Jesse McCartney. We got you, Sam. 99.7 DJX, Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, Tiffany rolls in. All right, today for Throwback Thursday, we got to hear Bottoms Up. All right, Mr. Steal Your Girl. Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Throwback Thursday. Kelly, by the way, have you burped yet? You just down.
Not yet.
You down two Capri Suns in less than 60 seconds, to be honest. And I'm worried about your health.
No, not yet.
You all right?
I'm still waiting.
Okay. I'm still waiting for it. Hopefully it surprises us all. And you're just like, burp, burp. That would be a magical moment.
That's entirely possible.
All right. Morgan rolls in. Cupid's Chokehold, Need That by Gym Class Heroes. We got you. Actually, she said Gym Call Heroes. Either one. Jenna says, hey, can we get something for me squatting 45 pounds? I'm 5'3 and weigh 120, so that's a pretty big deal. So,
holy cow.
Push it.
Yeah. One in the hot pot, so
now push it. Push it. 99.7 DJX.
Push it good.
Yep. Push do those squats.
Push it real good.
Throwback Thursday. I'll tell you, it goes so fast. Thank you so much for all the texts, the requests, the messages, all that on Twitter, on over text and whatever. They're at Ben and Kelly Show.
Thanks to Gabe for hanging out with us. He tossed out some really good ones. We'll try to get to some of them next week. Barbara, such good ones today. Glad my kids are back in school because this mama's up dancing full up in the living room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that. All right. So cool. We do this every single Thursday from about 8:30 to about 9. Throw it back to songs you haven't heard in a while. Play back. So I want to throw some, I guess, tips to any guys within the sound of my voice. All right. And Kelly, you can add to and corroborate this list that I'd like to create. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So things guys should know about dating before you turn 25. Okay. So
all right.
Maybe we can help here any gentleman within the sound of our voices with this and kind of create a list. But Cosmo had talked about this a little bit and I want to expand on it. But one, opening doors never hurts to be a gentleman, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And flowers. What are your thoughts on flowers? Because some women are like, you know what? They just die. I don't really care. Others are like, what did you do wrong if you see them? And others are like, you know what? Love them.
Wow. Three distinct categories followed you. I personally enjoy flowers, especially when they're for no reason. I don't have to worry about like being suspicious. Like, what'd you do?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to be in that category. So I enjoy flowers, especially. I mean, there's, I love sunflowers. I love, you know, wildflowers.
So they don't have to be roses every time.
Yeah, no, they don't have to be roses. I love a beautiful assortment.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, you know, out of nowhere, just no reason showing up with flowers. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'll do that maybe 2-3 times a year, I think.
Same.
I'll bring flowers home and I'll usually just like put them as an arrangement on the table or something like that. You know what
right.
I mean? Right. So,
and yes, they do die, but they're fun for a while.
Right.
They're pretty
right.
to look at.
Yeah. So, opening doors, flowers yes. are a good sure. thing. So far, we're batting 2-for-2. All right.
All right.
And these are things that guys should know about dating maybe before you turn 25. Gosh, Dylan. And I feel like his text to us just now, don't comment on their weight, LOL, comes from a place of him doing it wrong. Yeah, never. Let's not do that. Let's not make those comments. All right. Regardless of whether you say skinny or what. I mean, it doesn't matter. Let's not go there.
If they ask you, hey, how does this look? You say beautiful. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That's really the only answer.
All right. All right. So let's say weight equals no. Okay. Let's not talk about that.
All right. Yeah. No, that's kind of, I thought, an unwritten rule, but yes, let's go ahead and add
let's
that.
Write it down. Right.
Yeah,
maybe it needs to be written. Right. Maybe it needs to be written. All right. Okay. What about fun dates over fancy dates?
I would say yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we do enjoy the fancy dates occasionally, but those typically cost more. So mm-hmm. I would say fun dates can be more economical, and I prefer that.
Yeah. And if you're a baller on a budget, yeah. it also uses your creativity to actually get something that you feel would be in line with her ability to have fun. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think you guys can really get to know each other and your personalities a lot more if you have more fun dates, when you kind of go and you get to play or something.
All right. Not needing to wait the 3 to 5 days to call or text.
Yeah, no, I would say that.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say that rule is so antiquated. It's BS.
It is.
If you like someone, call or text them. And you know what is crazy? You know, I have teenage daughters who are just kind of dipping their toe into the talking to guys sort of thing. My wife is way more bold with them than I am. And maybe it's because, you know, they're daughters and, you know, she's a woman, but she's like, hey, you know what? If you like him, text him. That you don't have to wait for him or whatever. And so
that's true. I mean, just don't play games. You know, if you're interested in someone, let her know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they may not know. And then you've missed a chance. And then you'll end up in Craigslist.
All right, so basically, if you like someone, tell them. You can call, you can text right away. Doesn't have to be like 3 to 5 days. Make them wait.
That drove me nuts.
Yeah,
when I was dating, and that don't wait.
Yeah, Kim said via text, my now husband told me when we first got together, wow, your clothes really hide a lot.
maybe that
meant like her chest. Maybe he was complimenting your chest, you know? And I mean, because that's that, like, you got to think about how a guy's brain works. Maybe he was surprised in a good way about what was under there and was like, wow, your clothes really hide a lot.
I mean,
you know?
I hope that's the case, but I mean, it didn't sound like that the way that line was delivered.
I know. Oh my gosh. All right. So yeah, let's add to the list, you know, but hey, can we throw one more out for guys to know about dating? And I'm just going to ask you, as a representative of all females right now.
Okay. All right. Yes.
All right. Unsolicited wiener pics. Yes or no?
No, sir.
Okay, there you go.
No.
All right. So
and please tell my husband that too. Nope. Not that he's ever sent them, but just in case he was ever thinking about it. Nobody.
Wiener pics are a no. So
those are no.
All right. These are good things. Good things to know. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can always get a hold of us at Ben and Kelly Show on all social media, or just Ben and Kelly Show at gmail.com. So I love it when we just get these messages from listeners who are literally just saying, hey, was thinking about your show and thought this may be a topic that you would like to share with your listeners. And we're like,
nothing warms my heart more.
All right. All right. So this literally starts, hey, Ben and Kelly, I was thinking about your show and thought this might be a topic that you would like to share with your listeners. I bet there are a lot of people that work in the retail business or food business that have legal practices happening in their stores that a lot of people would be grossed out about. Okay.
Okay.
She continues, I work in a higher end undergarment store. As an employee at this store, some things to note and tips for listeners, which I think is a common practice at all stores similar to mine. So what you're about to witness right now are some hot insider industry underwear tips from from this listener. And you know what? Listen, I didn't do my due diligence. I didn't like Facebook stalk this listener to see if she is actually telling the truth about.
No, but she sounds very knowledgeable.
Very credible.
Yes.
So first, she says, in the higher end undergarment store, we do not allow customers to try on underwear in the fitting rooms. But if they buy them, take them home and bring them back, they can return them. We, as employees, are instructed just to put them immediately back on the floor as long as they don't smell or have some kind of funk in the crotch area.
Oh, wow. There's no cleaning process at all?
OMG, like, gross.
Off with Lysol or anything at the very least?
Okay, well, according to this listener, that's not what they do. Okay.
Okay.
Hot tip number two.
Mm-hmm.
People try on bras in the fitting room all the time.
Yeah.
And then we immediately put them back out on the floor to sell after someone's probably or possibly sweaty breasts were in it.
Oh my God.
You know what? Again, that's something that I never really even consider, you know?
Well, I mean, a lot of times there are a lot of women that are wearing the wrong size.
Right.
So getting fitted by a professional. And I did that years ago, and I was stunned because I was a way different size than what I had been wearing. So I, you know, kudos to them doing God's work, you know, out there helping you find the right fitting brassiere. I just never really thought about the fact that it was probably on lots of boobs and then rent right back out on the floor.
Yeah, so this is kind of an underwear store confessions, if you will, from this listener who sent us this note. And last one, pay attention to the tag on your underwear or bras that you're buying.
Okay.
So if the serial code is handwritten in, or an actual scan tag is taped on, it means someone had returned it after taking the tags off. So chances are they tried it on, wore it, but because it doesn't smell, you are now buying an undergarment that someone wore.
Okay, listen. I feel as though they should discount those, A. B, I'd still buy it. C, you just wash it when you get home and it's fine, right?
So the listener wraps it up and says, hey, it seems like common sense to me, but I know in my teens and 20s when I bought undergarments, I just assumed they were brand new and never tried on. So I didn't always wash them before I wore them. So my tip is always wash any kind of clothes, especially underwear products, before you wear them when you buy them. And you know what?
Yes.
You know what's interesting? Because I do the same thing, especially when I buy like underwear. I just assume, hey, they're clean. They come right off the line, you know? And I'll just throw them in my sweaty drawers, you know, or whatever. I say sweaty. I mean, I don't mean sweaty.
You don't wash them first. I feel as though that was always an unspoken thing you just knew to do.
Well, when I buy from Goodwill or a consignment store, yes.
Are you buying underwear from a consignment store?
No, not typically. But I'm saying when I buy just normal clothes from consignment or from Goodwill, I'll wash them. But I'll assume, and that goes for any sort of clothing, that it's like clean. And, you know, it's got that crisp ironed look to it. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm cool with it.
Always wash it first.
All right. So there you go.
Always.
Little underwear store confessions here.
Underwear store confessions.
Ben Kelly Show.
We give you setting the bar stories so you can look back on this moment and say, you know what? Regardless of what happens in my life today, at least that didn't happen to me.
Yeah, you know what? You can still look at your life as a success compared to this.
Yeah, this is kind of a love story, kind of a setting the bar story. Some people may be moved to feel some compassion for Addie. Some may be like, nope. So we'll get to it, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without falling in love with a chimpanzee to the point where the zoo literally has to restrict your contact with the animal, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. So the object of her affection is a literal monkey?
The chimpanzee's name is Cheetah.
Sorry, Cheetah.
Mm-hmm. And
got it.
He arrived in this Antwerp zoo there in Belgium 30 years ago. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, he's an older guy, right?
Okay.
So, but
been around the block for a while.
Addie has been visiting Cheetah for just about every week for the past 4 years, and she has developed quite a close bond with the animal. She says, I love that animal. He loves me. I haven't got anything else. Why?
Oh,
I know. And then she says, we're having an affair. I'll just say,
I feel like there's limits.
So, yes, the affair she's talking about are blowing kisses and waving to each other from opposite sides of the glass.
It's an affair of the heart. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So the zoo was like, this doesn't seem like a very healthy relationship. And said, you know what? It's starting to negatively impact Cheetah and his ability to relate to and be accepted by the other chimpanzees there at the zoo.
Wait a minute. Do you know what that tells me? That tells me Cheetah loves her back. I'm just saying.
And there were some female chimpanzees in there going, who's that?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Now listen, I have another question. Is she paying every time she goes to the zoo for her visit? Because if so, it sounds like the zoo is profiting quite heavily from her love affair. I'm just saying.
So that really makes me think, I wonder what it would sound like if...
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. Nope.
A just quick Google search.
No, sir. I'm not gonna... No.
Just... Okay. just a little,
no!
Little hit it and quit it there. Some no. chimpanzees making sweet, passionate love there.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, God. No. No.
So, again, setting the bar. This is setting the bar, all right? And I realize humans and chimpanzees are not that far apart in the whole evolution chain, but...
But this is a bit of an impossible relationship, and for that, I think it's best for her well-being, well, and for his.
And for his.
And for the female chimpanzees who are getting overlooked.
Right, exactly.
Maybe she needs to look elsewhere. And I know breaking up is hard.
It is.
And she's obviously heartbroken.
Absolutely.
But hoping that she'll get more out of a relationship
with a
human that's exactly
with a
that's
human.
Not
yeah.
living in a zoo. Right. Yeah.
All right. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without falling in love with the chimpanzee to the point where the zoo literally has to restrict your contact with the animal, you're doing okay.
Wow. Hey, yeah. Do you remember Hot Gorilla?
I do.
That reminded me of Hot Gorilla.
I do.
Like the internet was enamored.
I'm sure
with Hot Gorilla.
I'm sure there were some. Women just like Addie who were in that same position.
I'm just saying, maybe Cheetah looks a lot like Hot Gorilla.